out most of the time when I come to the highway of holiness. And I know it's been that way anyway, but the call says you about got to quench the spirit to preach. Amen. Amen. Y'all in a move of God. Hallelujah. You're in a move of God. My. I told Brother Collins I just wanted to come and just fill up. Take some of this someplace else and let them feel the presence of the Lord. And folks have been talking about how it sounds on the tape as they're going out. Sound like they're having a time. I said, oh, I'll tell you what. You just got to be there to feel it. You got to be there in that atmosphere. And you can feel it on the tape, but it's not quite like being here in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I believe we can have a move of God. I believe we can have a victory if we want it. Hallelujah. Amen. When Egypt had the children of Israel, they were bound. For 400 years they were bound. Amen. And they were down there, you know, and I don't know. They were probably coups. They were probably skirmishes. There are probably attempts to try to break free and to be loose. And I don't know, some of them probably did escape. But as a nation, they were held captive. And I believe if you was to interview one of those Hebrews down in Goshen and ask them, would you like to be set free? They'd say, yeah. Would you like to have a victory? Yeah. Would you like to be delivered from your bondage? I believe they'd all say in chorus, amen, brother. That's what I like to have. Amen. But you know, Egypt didn't want them to go. Pharaoh didn't want them to go. Amen. And if you was to remind those Hebrew children, hey, listen, these Egyptians, they really don't want you to go. And Pharaoh, their leader, he don't want you to go. They'd probably say in unison with Garfield the cat, big fat hairy deal, I still want to be set free. I still want to be delivered. Amen. And you know what? God sent a deliverer, took them, amen, to the Red Sea, crossed the Red Sea, on the other side of the Red Sea. Amen. Miriam grabbed the tambourine and began to sing the song of Moses, which was a song of deliverance. Can somebody shout glory? Hallelujah. It sounds like a song of deliverance at the highway of holiness. It sounds like a song of deliverance in individual families, in individual homes, in individual lives. Will somebody shout amen? Amen. They got on the other side, and you know the story, how the Red Sea closed back up. And how they saw, amen, some of Pharaoh's army, amen, floating to the shore. And I guess chariot wheels, dead carcasses of animals, horses, and so forth, so on. Amen. And you know what? Amen. That victory song carried them for a way. And it carried them for a while. But after a while, they got to waxing, amen, wanting for the leeks and the garlic and the melons and the onions back in Egypt. Amen. Now, when they was back in Egypt eating those things, they could have very well blamed the Egyptians. They could have very well blamed Pharaoh. Amen. But some of you might realize that Egypt is the type of the world. Pharaoh is the type, amen, of old Satan. Oh, my mama raised me calling him old Slewfoot. Amen. Glad to have her here tonight. Amen. And amen. But after they got on the other side of the Red Sea, there was some distance put between them. There ain't no sense in blaming Egypt now. There ain't no sense in blaming Pharaoh now. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you, a lot of places I go, and even some folks at the highway of holiness. Amen. The reason why you ain't got victory, amen, ain't the world's fault. It ain't even the devil's fault. Amen. It's your fault. Will somebody shout glory? I believe we can have it if we want it. I said, I believe we can have it if we want it. I believe we can have revival if we want to have it. I believe we can live right if we want to live right. I believe we can be full of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Lord if we want to be full of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Lord. Will somebody shout amen? Woo! Hallelujah. They got the waxing for the leeks and garlics and onions and melons. And you know, you sort of harvest them for most part, reaching down and pulling up on them. Amen. But God had a better plan. He wanted to take them to a place where there were pomegranates, where there was honey, where there was grapes. Amen. For the most part, you pull them from down from above. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that's what's happening. Amen. In some folks' lives right now. Amen. But listen, hey, I'd like to give a warning if you're not careful. Amen. You'll let old self rise up. You'll blame the devil and you'll blame the world. But let me tell you, if you're driving down the road listening to this tape, Listen, Pastor, you may be listening to this tape at the Highway of Holiness. You may have been just ready to turn it off because you knew you saw Paul Blanton's name on it. Amen. But your church can have revival. Your church can have a move of God. There ain't no sense in blaming the devil. There ain't no sense in blaming your community. There ain't no sense. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know of any wickeder place than Hamilton, Ohio. The murder and the crazy things that go on right in the midst of all of it. Amen. You're having a move of God at the Highway of Holiness. I believe we can have it if the only thing that can stop us is us. Amen. We're the only thing that can stop us. We're the only thing that can hinder us. Amen. Won't you lift your hands to heaven and praise the Lord tonight? Glory to God. You need something for the Lord. I believe you can have it. Amen. You need a move of God in your home. I believe you can have it. Amen. You need help in your marriage. Amen. I believe you can have it. I don't believe it has to be a fuss and a fight all the time. What do y'all think about it? Amen. I said, I don't believe it has to be a fuss and a fight. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We're supposed to be one flesh. Amen. When you're joined up to that mate, amen, they twain shall be one flesh. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they all shall be one flesh. Amen. Let me tell you, there should be love in that home. Amen. It should be an atmosphere of peace and harmony and melody. Amen. But the devil, if you're not careful, amen, if the devil will make you think, amen, amen, there's no other way, but I want my way, and I want my own way, and I want to be this, and I want to be that. Amen. And I've got to win this argument. That you, I don't know why I'm talking this way, but you don't have to win this argument. Amen. Get on your knees and let Jesus win it. Amen. Surrender self to Jesus. Amen. It'll revolutionize your love life. It'll revolutionize your home. It'll revolutionize your family. It'll revolutionize your church. Great churches don't make great homes. You hear me? Great homes make great churches. Amen. But what you got to do is you got to give it all to Him. Isn't that what David did? Amen. Isn't that what the children of Israel did in the second chapter of the book of Chronicles? They give it to the Lord. The Lord won the battle. Huh? Isn't that what Peter did? No, you ain't going to wash my feet. Well, if you don't, you'll have no part. Well, just go ahead and wash all of me. And that's what Peter said, wasn't it? Huh? Something like that? Amen. Sister Shoecraft was telling about this woman in their church. And this woman had a little child with a birth defect. It was born with just one hand. Or it had one hand missing. It had feet and toes and everything else. But it had one hand missing from birth. And it got about 2 years old, I believe it was. It was coming through the house, and it asked Mama. I said, Mama, where's my hand? Mama, what would you say? And she said, well, honey, it's right there. She said, no, Mama, not that hand. Where's my other hand? She held up that stuff. And she's trying to fumble, think about what in the world to tell her. About that time, a little youngster said, Mama, where's Jesus? And she could answer that. Well, Jesus is in heaven. She said, oh, I understand. Jesus has got my other hand. Won't you give Jesus your hand? Won't you give Jesus your hand? Hallelujah. Won't you give Jesus your hand tonight? Woo! Hallelujah. I said, won't you give Jesus your hand? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we got to sell out. I like that preaching during the prayer service, didn't you? That's camp meeting preaching right there. Amen. He should be preaching the night service. I would be preaching the prayer service. Amen. Would you hear me this evening? Amen. We're going to have to sell out. Amen. We're going to have to give Him not only our other hand, but let's give Him both hands. Amen. Let's give Him our life. Let's give Him our heart. Let's give Him our talents. Let's give Him our abilities. Let's give Him our strength. Let's give Him our mind. Amen. Let's give Him our soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Won't you stand all over the building of the Highway of Holiness? If you feel like coming down this altar and praying with these that are praying, if you need something from the Lord, I know it's late, but if you need something from the Lord, I don't believe it's too late to fall in the altar. Amen. If you walk out them doors without the victory, amen, well, guess whose fault it is? It ain't Jesus' fault. It ain't the Holy Ghost's fault. It ain't God the Father's fault. Amen. It must be our fault if we don't get what we need from the Lord. Amen. But it's here in these altars for you. You need something from the Lord tonight. Amen. Maybe they want to come to the piano one more time. Amen. And maybe get a song. song real quick. Amen. But while we gather around these altars tonight, I will hold us one more time. Let's gather on this Saturday night. Amen. You don't have to get up too early in the morning. Amen. Let's gather around these altars one more time. Let's have a season of prayer. Amen. And while you're coming, while those others is coming, while the church is coming, if you have a desperate need, won't you just fall on in here? Amen. I believe God. I am persuaded that God will meet your needs. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Come on tonight, everyone that will. Let's gather here. You need to be saved. Amen. There's salvation here. You need victory. There's victory here. Come on tonight, everyone that can and will. Let's gather in these altars. Thank you.